在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
And it isn't the easiest job in the world, of course, particularly when millions of people across the globe are watching your every move and decision. The football referee expects to be scrutinized, especially during a World Cup. But in Germany, he's become the center of attention. First, there was England's Graham Poll, who forgot to send off a player despite yellow carding him three times. Then there was Valentin Ivanov, responsible for a record-breaking 4 red cards and 16 yellows. Sue Turton reports from Germany.
The enemy camp, where they're plotting England's downfall and finding any possible excuse to have playmaker Deco reinstated. Coach Luis Felipe Scolari's best effort that Holland were guilty of unsportsmanlike behaviour on Sunday, claiming the Dutch failed to return the ball after stoppage for an injury. Deco had merely been righting that wrong as he hacked down defender Johnny Heitinga. No extenuating circumstances have yet been put forward for the second yellow he picked up 5 minutes later. But FIFA today were clearly having none of it.
No, there was a phone call and they were clearly told, forget it.
There is growing discontent over the standard of refereeing at the tournament. Trigger-happy Russian referee Valentin Ivanov handed out 16 in the Portugal match, but missed Luis Figo's headbutt on Mark van Bommel, giving him just a yellow for a red card offence when filled in by his assistant.
Ivanov couldn't calm the game down. He gave too many cards away, 4 yellow-red cards and 8 yellow. That shows that a referee is not the master of the situation.
But the man who controversially disallowed England's last-minute goal in the quarters of Euro 2004 thinks discipline must come from the coaches.
No one ever mentions the coaches. They did nothing to try to calm down the play. They just looked on and did nothing. And they too have a responsibility. It's cheap and very easy now to only blame the referee.
The Aussies have the most cause for referee rage after Graham Poll's match rebus. Poll's inability to count yellows left Croatian Josip Simenic on the pitch when he should have been sent off.
Never seen before at a World Cup. Graham Poll has lost control.
But things went from bad to worse last night, as a fairly innocuous challenge by Lucas Neal on Fabio Grosso won the Italians a penalty in the last seconds of injury time. Totti was on target, and the Australians were on a plane home.
Devastated. So we played too good to end it that way. Not fair. Not fair.
We've come too far.
We got robbed. I know it. You know it. Everybody that watched the game knows it. We got robbed and we should have won that game.
We're still proud.
The Aussies done us proud.
FIFA have tightened up the game, instructing referees to book players for diving, for feigning injury, for time wasting, even for wearing jewellery. This clampdown has resulted in the highest card tally ever at a World Cup tournament. At Mexico 86, only 133 yellow cards were brandished. That had nearly doubled by France 98. 4 years later, it was up to 272. But in Germany, they're already on 298, with 8 more matches to play. It's a similar story with the Reds, just 8 in Mexico and 22 at France 98. The figure then dipped in Japan, but in Germany, they're already on 24.
I think the referees have got to take some more responsibility in jumping into decisions. And it worries me greatly that we're going to end up in this competition, you know, with some of the best players around not being able to function in the biggest match of all.
Every one of these World Cup referees will be hoping to make the cut to officiate in the final knockout matches. Graham Poll knows he won't be among them when the decision is made in Frankfurt tomorrow. Sue Turton, Channel 4 News, Baden-Baden.